Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, we are going to continue answering questions that people have submitted about prayer. We just completed 40 days of prayer at Harvest, and thankfully, prayer is on our minds a lot these days. Welcome to the podcast, Pastor Jerry.
Thanks, Liz. It's great to be a part of this, and I appreciate your role in it. It's good to talk about these things.
All right. So today's question is short and sweet. Can prayer ever change the initial will or plan of God?
Now, Liz, why would you ask that question?
I didn't ask it, but I'm sure you have a really good answer.
Well, thank you for your confidence. So the question is, can prayer ever change the initial will or plan of God? I think this there's probably another question behind this, you know, and sometimes we ask, well, if God is sovereign, if we know God has his will and he's going to accomplish his will, then why do we pray? Why do we need to pray about certain things? And the Bible presents God as sovereign, and yet it encourages encourages over and over again to pray. So in Scripture, you know, these two things don't serve to counter each other. We need to make sure we don't let them in our mind. But so can prayer change the will of God? Let's try to tackle the question. When I think of the will of God, I think we need to distinguish exactly what we mean by that, because there is, let's just call it, the sovereign will of God. God has sovereignly chosen to set certain things up, and they are part of his will, and they are not going to change. So, for instance, whenever Christ returns, Jesus was here, he died, was buried, rose again, went back to heaven. And the angels, as the early disciples were looking up and watching him go back to heaven, they're like, why are you looking up into heaven? This same Jesus is going to come back in the same manner. And the return of Christ is something that's promised over and over and over again in the Bible. So we know that Christ is going to return. The kingdom's going to be set up. There's going to be a new heaven and new earth. All of those things are part of the sovereign will of God. And I don't think anything is going to change that, you know. I think there are other things about God's sovereign will, for instance, who you are, who he's made you to be, the color of your hair, your personality, your DNA, all of that, you know, those are sovereign things. Where we live, you know, I thought that, you know, why did you grow up in the home you grew up in, and why did you have the opportunities and the challenges that you have? We all have, all of these are kind of part of God's sovereign will. But then there's God's moral will, the things that God wants to happen. And I think when Jesus encourages his disciples to pray, your will be done, I actually think he's talking about both the sovereign and the moral will. From the sovereign will, we almost don't need to pray for it to happen, but it's almost like we're getting on board with it. We're surrendering to it. We're submitting. Say, Lord, okay, we submit to whatever your will is. But praying for his moral will, he wants us to do that. So, for instance, it's 2 Peter 3 says, God's not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. So as we pray for somebody to be saved, we can pray with confidence that that's God's moral will. Ephesians 5 talks about don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the verse that leads into that says, understand what the will of the Lord is. So in other words, it's God's will for us to be filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit. So if you're praying for yourself or a fellow Christian to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that's God's will. And praying about God's will is very good. 1 Thessalonians talks about, there was so much sexual immorality in the first century, and he says it's God's will for you to be sanctified, for you to be pure. So as we pray for that, it's pure. So I don't think that God's sovereign will can ever be changed. Otherwise, it wouldn't be sovereign, right? But sovereignly, God has chosen to use prayer as part of what he accomplishes in this life. He uses prayer as a way to accomplish his plan. Now, I don't totally understand it all, but the fact that he calls us to pray and he allows us to pray about situations, and then he answers those prayers and changes from our perspective those situations, makes me think that, yeah, that's part of God's sovereign will to use prayer. And so I don't know if we're actually changing the sovereign. I do know that we're not changing the sovereign will of God, but we're being used by God as part of his changing the human outcome, if that makes sense. Does that make sense, Liz? I don't know. Yeah. This is a hard question.
It's challenging, but yes, I agree. That makes sense.
All right. So I think, again, maybe what the question is after is, I don't know if it's curiosity or if it's a particular issue to struggle with, but when we're praying, we're aware, yes, God is sovereign, God's in control, but he wants us to be aware that he will use our prayers to change situations. And otherwise, that keeps us from like having becoming despondent or like giving up, like, oh, well, what's the use praying? No, he doesn't want us to think, what's the use praying? He wants us to know that he has ordained it, that it, when we pray, he works. So when we work, we see what we can do. When we pray, we see what God can do. So let's pray. Let's pray for God's will. Let's pray for his moral will, and let's submit to his sovereign will. And we'll look forward to one more podcast as we keep answering these questions.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.